Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早。
It's good to be with you, worshiping together.
实在很好，可以和弟兄姊妹们一同聚集敬拜。
I have made my yearly migration through the desert to come up here for the youth conference.
我每一年都要经过旷野来到这里参加青年的特会。
Between New York and Toronto, it's all desert.
在纽约和多伦多的中间是一片的沙漠。
I was recently at the conference WCCC out in Los Angeles.
最近我参加了西岸在洛杉矶举行的特会。
And a brother there defined Los Angeles for me.
有一位在那里的弟兄就给洛杉矶下了一个定义。
And my wife and I, we rented a car this time for that week.
我的姊妹和我这次呢，我们就租了一辆的车子。
And we discovered his definition was true.
我们就发现弟兄所说的他的定义是对的。
He said that LA is actually a desert.
他说洛杉矶其实是一片的沙漠。
With an occasional oasis here and there.
其中有一些的绿洲。
Now, if you ever drive in LA, you'll realize this is true.
如果你在洛杉矶开车的话，你会发现这是真的。
You just see a desert of homes and homes and homes.
你就看见在沙漠很多的住家。
And occasionally an oasis where you can get a bite to eat.
然后你就看见有一处的绿洲，就是吃东西的地方。
You can see the sign over the oasis in LA. It's always In and Out Burger.
然后你就看见在绿洲那里的招牌，就是说，很快的可以进去，很快的吃完的。
Many people gather there.
很多人就在那里聚集。
Well, now we are marching through the desert, and we must move forward.
现在我们也是在旷野行走，我们必须往前。
Just want to share something from the familiar story of the remnant's return from Babylonian captivity.
我要和弟兄姊妹们一同今天早上分享移民怎么样从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
Through the desert, they returned to Jerusalem.
是经过旷野，然后他们回到耶路撒冷的。
And we know, as we read the passages, that the Lord was obviously up to something.
当我们读这些的圣经的时候，我们知道神是要得着一些的东西。
There's always two difficulties with getting the saints to understand what's going on.
许多时候我们就有困难，要叫圣徒们能够明白神在做的是什么。
Whether you read the Old Testament prophets or the Book of Revelation,
无论你是看
two problems are always the same.
或者你看旧约的先知书，或者新约的启示录，你看见那个难处都是一样的。
One,
一个难处是什么呢？
People lack vision to know where they're going.
人民没有意向，不知道自己往那里去。
So they spend an awful lot of time wasting, wandering about.
所以他们就浪费许多的时间在四围的游荡。
But the second problem is just as real.
但是第二个难处也是同样的真实。
We love to sleep.
我们爱睡觉。
Spiritually speaking, we love to sleep.
按照属灵来说，我们喜欢，我们贪睡。
We don't know what time it is.
我们不知道时间是什么。
Do you know what time it is?
你知不知道现在是什么时间呢？
When the remnant came back from captivity, did they know what time it was?
移民从被掳的那第四日回来，他们知道是什么时间吗？
We will think about some of these questions.
我们要来思想一下这些的问题。
But now, just a few verses in Ezra and Nehemiah to awaken us to the story.
但是我们一同来看以斯拉记跟尼希米记来提醒我们一下。
Actually, I'm assuming you know the story, but I just want to read a few names to bring to your remembrance.
我想弟兄姊妹们都记得，不过我要提出几个的名字，帮助你们记忆一下。
A remnant came back. To Jerusalem.
移民回到耶路撒冷。
Under 50,000.
大概在五万以下。
And in Ezra chapter 2, their names are listed.
然后在以斯拉第二章，他们的名字就被记载了。
Now in Ezra, we'll just read a verse.
我们来看一两处的圣经。
Ezra chapter 2, verses 1 and 2.
以斯拉记第
Now these are the people of the province who came up out of the captivity of the exiles When Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away to Babylon and returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his city. These came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Reliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispar, Bigvall, Rehum, and Baana.
以色拉记第二章第一节，巴比伦王尼布加尼撒从前掳到巴比伦自犹太省的人，现在他们的子孙从被掳到之地回耶路撒冷和犹大各归本城。他们是同着所罗斯巴伯、耶稣亚、尼西米、希莱亚、利莱亚、摩迪改、比森、米斯巴、比嘎、比加亚瓦、比加瓦伊、利恒、巴拿回来的。
We won't read the rest of the names in the chapter.
我们不要把整章的名字都读出来。
But I want you to look very carefully whether your name's on there.
但是小心看一看你的名字有没有在这里。
There's a lot of Christians stuck in Babylon.
你知道有很多的基督徒他们还是停留在巴比伦。
Is your name on the remnants list?
你的名字是不是在移民当中呢？
Well, you'll notice at the top is Zerubbabel and Jeshua. We'll talk about them a couple of minutes.
我们看见这个名字，这一些的名字的开始是由所罗巴伯和耶稣亚。
And then we have to go to Ezra in chapter 7.
然后我们来看第七章。
To meet Ezra.
我们来看以色拉。
He's a very shy guy.
他是一个很害羞的人。
Even writing his book, he didn't get to his own name till chapter 7.
甚至他在写这本书的时候没有提自己的名字，只等到第七章。
We'll just look at verse 6. Chapter 7, verse 6.
我们来看以色拉记第七章第六节。
This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses, which the Lord God of Israel had given. And the king granted him all he requested because the hand of the Lord his God was upon him.
这以色拉从巴比伦上来，他是敏捷的文士，通达耶和华以色列神所赐摩西的律法书，往允准他一切所求的，是因耶和华他神的手帮助他。
And verse 10.
第十节。
For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to practice it and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel.
以色拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
Then I'd like you to turn to one more scripture.
我们再来看
in the second book of Ezra.
然后我们要看以色拉下书。
Now that's probably called Nehemiah in the Bible.
当然在我们圣经里面这名字是尼希米书。
That I think you all know originally, Ezra and Nehemiah was one book in Hebrew.
但是其实你知不知道这个以色拉和尼希米在圣经里原本这是同一本书呢？
Turns out Ezra was quite a scribe.
以色拉是一个很出色的文士。
He not only scribbled Ezra, he scribbled Nehemiah, and he scribbled 1 Chronicles, and he scribbled 2 Chronicles. That's what a scribe does.
他不单写了以色拉记，也写了尼希米志，甚至写了历代志上和志下。
But here in those first 7 chapters of Nehemiah, Ezra gives us Nehemiah's own personal journal.
但是在尼希米记这里，以色拉给我们看见尼希米他自己所写下的记录。
For now, we'll just read two verses out of his journal in chapter 2, verse 17 and 18.
我们现在只看两节，是在第二章第十七、十八节。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Then I said to them, You see the bad situation we're in?That Jerusalem is desolate and its gates burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so that we will no longer be a reproach. And I told them how the hand of my God had been favorable to me and also about the king's words which he had spoken to me. Then they said, Let us arise and build. So they put their hands to this good work.
第十七节，以后我对他们说，我们所造的难，耶和路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们说，神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做着善工。
Now we can't understand how time sensitive this information is unless we ask the Holy Spirit to make us aware.
除非圣灵给我们看见，我们就会不明白这一段的圣经在时间上是怎么样的敏感的。
Let's pray，
好不好？我们一同有点祷告。
Our Father, we're so thankful that your Word of God is always guiding us。
父，我们感谢你，因为你的话一直在引领我们。
We're so thankful for the details the Holy Spirit gives us。
我们感谢你，圣灵把这些话仔细的给我们解说。
And we pray that this blessed teacher, this Holy Spirit of ours，
但愿这个但愿圣灵就是我们蒙福的教师。
Would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that our eyes may be open to the vision ahead。
叫我们有智慧和启示的灵，叫我们能够认识基督，叫我们的眼睛被打开。
And that your Spirit might speak to those who have an ear to hear, and that we may be awakened to the time that we're in.
凡有耳可听的，但愿圣灵就叫我们唤醒，叫我们知道我们现在所处的时间。
These things we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.Before we get into this simple message,
我们还没有正式的来讲的时候，
we need to check our time zone.
我们需要看看我们的是在什么的时间。
What time zone do you live in?
你是在什么的时间里面生活？
I don't know, down in New York, this is called EDT, Eastern Daylight Time Zone.
在纽约，我们是在东部标准时间。
What do you call it? The Royal Mounted Police Daylight? I don't know.
是或者是皇家的提警的时间。
I guess we could just call it Trudeau time.
或者是比拉多杜鲁杜老。
Not for long, he may become president of the United States.
可能不久他就成了美国的总统了。
Now what time is it?
现在是什么时候呢？
Of course you all know.
但当然你们都知道。
Most of you have a watch.
你们都有手表。
Even I have an iWatch.
我也有一个电子的手表。
But it only tells one time.
只告诉我一个的时间。
That's why my brother LB is always selling watches.
所以 LB 他一直在卖这个手表。
And he often wears two watches.
他有的时候戴两
个手表。I have no idea why he wears a second watch.
我不知道他要为什么要两个。
But we should all have a second watch.
但是我们都应该有一个第二个手表。
Because second watch should be set to KTZ, Kingdom Time Zone.
第二个手表是应该是放在国度时间里面。
Now look at that watch. Do you have one on your other wrist?
你第二个手腕有没有这个手表呢？
What time is it, KTZ?
现在是国度时间几点呢？
Now it's one of those you have to listen to.
这是你要听的。
If you listen to it, it says, "Behold, I am coming quickly."
你如果在仔细的听话，你就听见，看啊，我必快来。
And my reward is with me.
我的奖，我带着奖赏而来。
There's a lot of sleepy Christians. They don't even hear the alarm going off.
你知道今天有很多贪睡的基督徒，他们没有听见这个闹钟响了。
They have no idea how time sensitive.
他们没有明白这个信息是在时间上是何等的敏感。
Maybe you hear a prophetic brother like our brother Kong.
可能你听见有先知恩赐的弟兄讲道，好像江弟兄。
Or even our dear brother Chen, who recently went away.
或者是我们亲爱的陈锡正弟兄最近被主接去了。
They said, "Do you see that olive tree, a fig tree that's full of leaves in Israel?"
他们就问你，你有没有看见橄榄树？有没有看见那个无花果树？他们都充满了果实。
That's one of the markers on the KTZ.
你看在国度时间里面 就这是一个标记。
What does it tell us?
告诉我们什么呢？
It says the Lord, his appearing is near, even in the doorways.
就是告诉我们说主的再来很快了，就在门口了。
You see, now you just heard that, but many of you will go right back to sleep.
你刚刚听过这句话，但是很快的，你又要沉睡了。
Because we live in the cyclical world under the sun.
因为我们是在这个太阳循环的时间之下。
Everything is always the same, and it always has been. Tomorrow will be the same as today.
什么都是一样的，明天跟今天没有什么的分别。
It's only the KTZ that tells us that we're on a timeline upward.
只有国度的时间告诉我们说，我们是在一直往上。
When do we see we've gotten there?
我们什么时候知道我们到了哪里呢
？Two things.
两件事。
Throne and glory.
就是宝座和荣耀。
That's what the Lord's waiting for.
这就是主所等候的。
The throne and the glory.
冠冕宝座和荣耀。
Now you've got to understand.
那你需要明白
，This watch KTZ
这一个国度时间的手表
has a correspondent zone in heaven，
在同样的也有相等的时间在天上。
In heaven， Jesus is already on the throne。
在天上，主耶稣已经是在坐在宝座上。
In heaven， Jesus is already full of glory。
在天上，主耶稣已经充满了荣耀。
But this KTZ watch the Lord has given us on earth。
但是主现在给了我们这个国度时间的手表
is to make us aware that we're nearly synchronized to heaven.
就告诉我们，我们的手表和天上的时间手表是差不多是统一了，调整了。
How near are we to the rapture of the bride?
我们和主来迎接新妇相聚有多少时间呢
？As near as the king, as the throne and the glory here upon the earth.
就是宝座和荣耀距离这个世界有多少
？In these last days，
这些末后的时间
，we notice on the kingdom watch that things are changing。
我们就看见在国度手表上面有些事情改变了。
There used to be the day where the kingdom priority were for apostles and prophets and preachers to raise up。And build the foundation of the church.
在有一段时间呢，国度的手表所重在的是有先知、有教师，兴起一些的人来建造，为着天国来建造。
In the Old Testament, as we're looking at this story, the Lord raised up His Moseses and His Joshuas and His David.
我们就旧约就看见主兴起神兴起他的仆人，好像摩西和以利亚。
These men had all to do with the throne and the glory.
这些人他们都与国度和都与宝座和荣耀有关系的。
But now in the latter days, a remnant has returned to Jerusalem.
但是在末后的时间，移民已经回到耶路撒冷。
But where are these great men?
这些伟大的人在哪里呢
？Where are the Moseses and the Davids?
先代的摩西和大卫在哪里呢
？Strangely, there's people like Zerubbabel.
很奇怪的，你看见这有所罗巴伯。
Who's he?
谁是所罗巴伯呢
？Jeshua.
耶稣亚。
Ezra.
以斯拉。
Nehemiah.
尼希米。
Who are these people?
这些人是谁呢
？Where are those glorious prophets and apostles?
那些荣耀的先知和使徒在哪里呢
？Ah, but I suppose you've noticed on your KTZ watch.
但是你看见在天国的手表里
，that the time has changed.
时间改变了。
Now the Lord will always raise up some brothers.
主耶稣当然是一直的会兴起一些的。
But the emphasis has changed.
但是那个重点改变了。
Because these Moses and David's brought in the kingdom.
这些摩西和大卫带进了国度。
But now the kingdom, the church needs to bring in her Lord.
但是现在国度和教会需要带进基督。
This won't be done by some amazing.Heroes of the faith.
这不是一些信心的伟人他们所做的。
It'll be done by a remnant.
乃是藉着移民来做的。
A faithful remnant of people with names.
这些的移民，他们有一些的名字。
And so it's necessary to clarify what the strategy of God is in these days.
所以我们要看见神今天他所用的策略是什么。
And that's why I'd like to use this story to help explain.
所以这就是为什么我要用这些的故事来说明。
Now you see, because the question must be raised.
因为我们必须提出一些的问题。
Why should the remnant even go back to Jerusalem?
为什么移民需要回到耶路撒冷呢？
There's no good reason, really, when you think about it.
你想想看，其实没有很好的理由。
There was no earthly benefit in going back to poverty.
在肉身来说，为什么回到一个贫穷的地方？
There was no kingdom to reclaim.
在那里没有国度你可以重新开始的。
Right?
是不是？
I mean, Persia was in command of everything.
我们知道波斯当时统管了一切。
They couldn't go back and establish a throne.
他们不能够再回到那里设立一个宝座。
And even if they went back and let's say built the house of God.
甚至比我们说他们真的能够回到那里重建了耶和华的殿。
You know, they had one thing missing among the furniture, and that was the ark of God itself.
但是他们很重要一件东西没有，就是约柜。
Which means if they go back, and even if they build, and build everything just in the order of God's pattern.
就是说，假如他们真的回到能够耶路撒冷，真的能够重建圣殿，甚至照着耶和华所定的一切的模式来建造。
Even if they do all of that,
他们把这些都做了。
The Shekinah glory will not fall.
神的荣耀不会降在那里。
Because the cloud and the fire is set over the ark, and there's no ark.
因为云和火是在月柜上面的，没有月柜就没有了。
Sounds like going back is a fool's errand.
那好像回去是很愚蠢的一件事。
Except the Lord was so obviously behind it in all of the circumstances.
但是你看见神在这许多的环境，他是在背后的。
How did the opportunity to return to Jerusalem arise?
那回到耶路撒冷的机会是怎么样来的呢？
It was a total miracle.
实在是完全是一件的神迹。
Why do I say that?
为什么我这样说呢？
100 years before they went back.
在他们回去之前的一百年
，Jeremiah prophesied，
耶利米就说了预言。
He would say, and the prophecy said, after 70 years, the children will go back。
预言就是说，七十年以后，神的子民要回去。
Now they didn't have Bibles back then。
那个时候他们没有圣经
，just parchments。
只有一些的书卷。
Maybe Baruch, he wrote up a couple of Jeremiah's parchments.
可能有一些人都写了一些的书卷。
What are the odds that one of those parchments would reach all the way down into the Persian Empire, down into Susa, where Daniel was living?
那有，你想想有多少的机会，这样的一个书卷能够。超过多少里的距离来到但以理那里呢？
And not only that,
不但如此，
that the parchment arrived just a year or two before the 70 years were up.
那书卷呢，就是来到达的时候是那个七十年要来临之前的一年。
Now I believe in coincidence, but that's a little bit too much.
你如果是这是巧合的话，这就比较难相信了。
And then Daniel starts praying.
然后但以理叫做开始祷告。
He reads the scroll.
你看书卷。
We're about to go back.
他看了书卷，他说我们就要回去了。
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
And then one day,
但是有一天，
a guy takes the throne named Cyrus.
有一个人，他这是古列的王。
Now Daniel also has a scroll of Isaiah where it says a Messiah will arise named Cyrus.Who will bring my people back?
以赛亚他也读了同样的书卷，就是有一个古列王，他要让他的子民回到耶路撒冷。
And then, can you believe Cyrus makes Daniel a prime minister?
你相不相信古列王他就立了这个但以理做首相
？So Daniel went to Cyrus and said, "Look what it says in the holy book of the Jews."Your name was put in it 250 years ago.
然后但以理就回到古列王那里对他说，你看你的名字在书卷里一早就有了，你要允许神的子民回到耶路撒冷。
You know, now you feel pretty important if your name's in the Bible.
如果你的名字在圣经里面被提的话，那你是有一点重要性。
If I ever turned to 2 Timothy and I said, now Dana,I want you to do something. If it's in the Bible, I go crazy.
如果我看打开提摩大后书第二章，神说 ，Dana， 你要去做这件事，我就会发疯了。
I said that must be my destiny.
这必定是我的目的了。
That's exactly what Cyrus did.
这就是古列所做的。
He says, "This is my destiny. I must build the house of God in Jerusalem. God told me to do this. This is my divine destiny."
这就是为什么古列说这是神立意要我所做的。
It's an amazing set of circumstances.
是不是这一切的环境都很奇妙呢？
Now, how did you get here?
你怎么来到这里呢？
Circumstances almost as amazing.
那个环境也是很巧妙的，
Not、
奇妙的。
Mere coincidence.
不是巧合的。
For whatever reason you're here.
你在这里的原因。
There's a whole lot going on in the background that God is doing.
因为在背后神做了许多的东西。
Now, so this remnant went back.
所以这些移民他们就回去了。
And eventually they built the house.
他们就建了殿。
The temple.
就是圣殿。
Eventually they built the city.
然后他就后来他们建了一座城。
Those are the two big projects.
这是两件很大的事。
But is this what God was really after?
但是这不是 是不是神所要得着的呢？
God says I'm sending you back because I want my house.
神就是说我差你回去因为我要有住的地方。
I know that you're all poor so you're going to build me a crummy house but it's okay, I want my house.
我知道你们没有钱就给我起一座简单的了就给我一个住处就可以。
I want Jerusalem, the city of the living God. I want you to rebuild the walls, build the city.
或者我要得着耶路撒冷就是永生神的城永生神的城我要有一面的城墙。
There was a little bit more than that.
但是比这个要多一点。
Because God wanted a city.
因为神要得着一座城。
But there was no throne.
但是没有宝座。
Because there was no king.
没有王。
And God wanted a house.
神要一个住处。
But there was no throne, the ark.
没有宝座就是约柜
and so there was no glory
所以没有荣耀
well what is God doing
那神做什么呢
why are these people sacrificing their lives
这些人为什么要牺牲他们的生命呢
why
为什么
this was the last major thing done in the Old Testament period
你知道就旧约时代这是最后 一件很大的工程
the whole reason the remnantcame back, none of them understood.
移民回到耶路撒冷，他们没有明白那原因是什么。
Only the last prophet in the old economy understood.
只有在旧约最后的一个先知他明白了。
Jerusalem was rebuilt.
耶路撒冷被重建。
And the temple was rebuilt.
圣殿被重建。
So that in the fullness of times, Jesus could come.To Jerusalem and his temple.
是为着在日期满足的时候主耶稣能够回到他的回到他的子民回到圣殿的里面。
So all of their work was preparatory.
所以他们所做的一切都是预备的工作。
Anticipating the first coming of Jesus.
在等候主耶稣第一次的来临。
To come as king and take his throne.
他要来做王来得着他的宝座
to come as high priest and take his house
他来做大祭司要来得着他的殿
this is what they were doing
这就是他们所做的
so you see of course this raises the question now what are we doing
那现在问题就是说我们在做什么呢
yeah we're building God's house
我们在建造神的城的殿
looks pretty crummy
听起来不大好
I don't see the glory
我看不见荣耀
turns out onlywhen God comes, does the house have glory?
那其实呢因为只有等到神来的时候才有荣耀。
Even as old Zerubbabel was building that temple,
但所罗巴伯他在建造圣殿的时候
God says, when the real Zerubbabel comes, he'll lay the top on that temple with grace, grace, because only God can complete it.
神就说只有那个真的所罗巴伯来的时候他要把殿顶覆盖在那里的时候那才是一个真的有荣耀的圣殿
But nevertheless on earth God wants that temple ready for the glory to come
但是无论如何神要在世上准备好一座的圣殿叫荣耀能够降临
Regarding the first coming
讲到第一次的主的来临
Malachi said
马拉基说
And the Lord will quickly come to his temple.
耶和华要很快地进到他的圣殿。
Nobody will be ready.
没有人已经准备好了。
But he's going to come.
他又来了。
And the second coming is just the same.
第二次的再来也是一样。
Now here we are. This is the city of God.
现在我们在所住的地方就是就是耶和华的城。
Look at her stones.
我们看见那这里的石头。
A lot of work to be done.
还需要很多的工作。
A lot of stones don't look like they're shaping up right.
很多的石头那个形状还是不对。
A lot of stones, living stones, Christians, they still can't fit in anywhere in the church.
很多的活石他们在这里也不行，在那个地方也放不下。
I think there's too many rhombuses here.
大概有很多不容易适合的地方。
But you know, but God's building His church.
但是神在建造他的教会。
Why?
为什么呢
？It's preparation.
因为是在做预备的工作。
This will not be completed.
这不能够完成。
Until the throne and the glory come.
只等到宝座和荣耀降临。
But what are we doing here on earth?
但是今天我们在世上所做的是什么呢
？Well, we can't. Build the church a perfect church.
我们不能够来建造一个完成的教完全的教会。
And we can't build the city golden wall.
我们不能够建造一座城是有金的墙城墙的。
So why even bother?
那我们干什么呢
？You know, just go down to Inky Dinky Doo Church.
不然就到其中一家的教会就好了。
Wave hi to God, sing a few songs, go home.
向神打个招呼，唱一首诗歌就算了。
Because if you want to do the preparatory work.
因为假如你要做准备的工作的话
It's comprehensive
是全面的
And in the end
在最后
You're waiting
你在等
But it gives you the right to say
但给你一个权柄能够说权力能够说
If you're truly doing the preparatory work
你如果真的在做准备的工作
Then it's your right to say
那你有一个权力能够说
Even so, come
你就能够说主啊愿你快来
Because you're doing something that corresponds with what heaven wants.
因为你在做的所做的工是和天上所要的一样
Behold I'm coming quickly.
看啊我必快来
Even so come Lord Jesus.
我们就说主啊愿你快来
We're setting ourselves for his coming.
我们准备好自己等候他的再来
And so this is the story about that.
这就是这一段圣经的故事
So, let's look at these four names.
好不好我们来看这一些的名字。
Because they tell us an interesting story.
因为这告诉我们很有趣的故事。
Well, we see Zerubbabel and Jeshua.
我们看见在这里有所罗巴伯和耶稣亚。
They stand at the head of a long list of names of people.
在这里有很多的名字他们是在开始的。
Because that's all they are, part of the remnant.
他们都是移民的一部分。
They're not big shots.
他们不是很出名的人
Just part of the remnant.
他们只是移民的一部分
But with a very, very important testimony.
但是他们有一个很重要的见证
Now, most of the Jews obviously didn't sense the burden to go back.
大部分的犹太人当时他们没有一个很大的重担要回到耶路撒冷
You know that. More than a million just stayed in Babylon.
你知道超过100万的人他们留在巴比伦
You know why?
为什么呢
You can make a lot more money in Toronto than you can in the desert.
你在多伦多可以比在旷野赚多很多的钱。
Besides, you can meet a lot of other saints in Toronto.
然而，在其次呢，你和在多伦多可以和很多的圣徒聚会。
But oh, if you decide that you're coming to Mount Zion.
但是假如你要来锡安山的话。
Sounds pretty wonderful, doesn't it? We're going to Zion.
听起来好像很好，我们一同去锡安山。
We sing all the Zion marching songs.
我们一同唱那些上锡安的歌。
But sometimes it can be a rather barren place.
但是有的时候呢，好像其实是很荒凉的。
The whole remnant going back was a sovereign act of God.
你知道，移民回到耶路撒冷是神全能的工作。
It doesn't say, Cyrus told everybody to go back to build the house.
不是鼓励叫每个人回到耶路撒冷来建造一个房子。
And now let me give you the list of the people who were good people. These are goody good people. They went back to build the house.
这里不是给我们一张的名单，谁是好的人？他们回到耶路撒冷去。
Now Zerubbabel, he's first on the list because he was the best.
所罗巴伯他是名单的头一个，他是最好的。
Then there's Jeshua.
然后耶稣亚。
Down the list of the nobodies.
然后一直到一些无名的小猪。
Is that how it happened?
是不是这样呢？
Now, if Bible says this,
圣经是这样说的。
The only people who went back were the people whose spirits God had sovereignly stirred.
回到耶路撒冷的人是因着耶和华的灵来摸着他们的心的。
So who can take credit for that?
是谁能够说是得着这一个的是他所做的呢？
I'm one of the chosen.
我是被选的。
No, God stirred your heart.
是神在激动了你的心。
And when he says stirred at heart, it means that these people strangely were willing to pay the price.
他激动了这些人，这些人就很奇怪的，他们愿意付上代价。
All right, I'm leaving my business.
好，我把生意放下。
I was making Teslas.
我在做这个 Tesla 的汽车。
I'm leaving it all for Mount Zion.
现在我不做了，我到锡安山去。
Now your relatives back in Babylon will think you're crazy.
你在巴比伦的亲戚就说他发疯了。
But your heart's been stirred.
但是你心受了激动。
It had set you apart.
这就把你分别出来了。
And these 40-something thousand people trek through the wilderness.
这四万多的人，他们就经过旷野。
With nothing in their pockets.
在口袋里面是空空的。
Except a Jehovah credit card.
只有耶和华的信用卡。
And somehow they made it to Jerusalem.
很奇怪的，他们就真的到了耶路撒冷。
Actually, they had a lot of gold and brass and silver for the house.
其实他们有金和银，还有其他的器具是为着圣殿的。
But all that stuff was in escrow. They couldn't spend it on.
但是他们不能够碰这些东西，不是他们的。
They were very poor.
他们很贫穷。
And they went back.
他们回去了。
And it always, when you see Zerubbabel's name, you always see Jeshua right next to him.
你看见耶路撒冷所罗巴伯这个名字，你就看见耶稣亚也在那里。
Because the two of them represent two principles of the remnant.
因为他们两个代表移民的两个的原则。
Zerubbabel.
所罗巴伯。
He actually was from the line of David.
他是大卫那条线下来的。
But Babylon had stripped him to being a nobody.
但是到了巴比伦，他就变成一个不出名的人。
Can you imagine being from David's line?
你想想看，从大卫的子孙这条线。
But your name is not a name with Jehovah on it, like Jeconiah.
但是你的名字好像没有耶和华这个名字连在那里的。
That was his grandfather.
好像耶哥尼亚就是他的祖父。
He was the king of Judah.
他是犹大的王。
No, Zerubbabel.
所罗巴伯呢
？His name means born in Babylon.
他的名字就是说在巴比伦出生的。
You see the Babel, the bubble.
你就看见为什么叫 bubble.
So he's a king of Judah with a name born in Babylon.
但是他名字是犹太的王，但是他结果呢被圣在巴比伦。
He may have been of the royal lineage.
他是从君尊的血统下来的。
And actually, the Babylonians treated him well because he was from royalty.
因为他是王族的血脉，他们巴比伦的人对他实在也是好一点。
But what's your purpose for being from David's line?
但是从大卫的子孙线
，to sit on a throne.
要坐宝座。
Zerubbabel had no throne.
所罗巴伯没有宝座。
But when the opportunity opened,
但是当机会来了
，there was something in Zerubbabel's heart.
在所罗巴伯的心里
that was willing to go back as nobody.
他愿意回到耶路撒冷做一个不知名的
with royal blood in his veins.
在他的血里有皇族的血统
go back to Jerusalem.
回到耶路撒冷
for what purpose?
为着什么呢
to stand as a testimony of King David and his line.
乃是为着大卫王他的血脉来做一个见证
To be, as it were, spiritually speaking, a king in Jerusalem, even without a throne.
这属灵在属灵的原则来说，就是在耶路撒冷做王，虽然没有宝座。
A king without a crown.
一个王，但是没有冠冕。
But standing there in testimony.
但是站在那里，他做一个的见证。
Here I am of the line of David.
我是从大卫的血统的。
And I look for the Messiah to come.
我在等候弥赛亚来临。
Because in those days they wanted the Messiah from David's line to come.
因为在那个的时候，他们等候从大卫的后裔里面有弥赛亚。
And if I stand here,
如果我站在这里
and say Jesus is Messiah,
我说主耶稣是弥赛亚。
One day he'll come.
有一天他要来。
There's not a visible throne in Zion.
虽然在西安你没有看见有一个的宝座
，but he could set up, as it were, by his testimony.A spiritual throne.
但是借着他的见证，在属灵来说，这就有一个属灵的宝座。
Which would correspond with something in heaven.
这就和天上的是平衡的。
And in this way, Zerubbabel was exactly like the Lord Jesus.
同样的，所罗巴伯就好像主耶稣一样。
Of David's line.
是从大卫的血统的。
He was a king.
他是君王。
In Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷。
Without a throne.
没有宝座
Without a crown.
没有冠冕
He laid his life down.
他把生命放下
He bore the cross.
他背起十字架
Royalty, living in poverty.
他是君君的王但是过于贫穷的生活
One who should be worshipped, being a servant of all.
他需要被敬拜但是结果他就来服侍
Zerubbabel paid a great price to go back.
所罗巴伯要回去，实在付上很多的代价。
For most from the line of David stayed in Babylon.
从大卫的血统，住在巴比伦。
But Zerubbabel went back.
但是所罗巴伯他回去了。
But Jeshua came along with him.
耶稣亚也和他同去。
Now that's the high priest.
那是大祭司。
Because you see, there's something else necessary in Jerusalem.
你看，在耶路撒冷需要另外一样的事。
The glory.
荣耀。
Now who is the high priest?
那大祭司是谁呢
？Now we think of him as being the boss of the temple.
他就是好像是圣殿的主人。
Maybe we think of him as the one who goes in on the day of atonement and offers the sacrifice.
或者是在赎罪的日子，他就在那里献上祭物。
But among the priests, he is charged with a special duty.
但是在所有的祭司的里面，他有一个特别的责任。
Do you know what that is?
那是什么呢
The Jewish priest charged the high priest to be a guardian of the glory.
犹太的祭司，他们的大祭司，他的责任就是掌管荣耀。
Now, according to Jewish tradition, when Solomon built the temple in all of its order, the glory of God came down.
按照犹太的遗传，当所罗门建造了圣殿以后，神的荣耀降下。
It came down as a visible glory that touched the brazen altar and burned the sacrifices offered.
那个荣耀下来是他们可以看见的。那个荣耀就把那个坛上的食物那个祭物烧掉了。
And all in Jerusalem, from Solomon down to the least Levite, fell to the ground and worshipped as the glory came down on the temple.
整个的耶路撒冷从所罗门王到所有的文士他们都倒下来敬拜神的荣耀。
And for the next 400 years,
在以后往后的400年
even though the temple went through some difficult times when there were evil kings,
虽然经过有一些坏的王他们经过一段很不好的时间
the Jewish rabbi said,
犹太的拉比他们说
When you came into the presence of the temple
当你经到圣殿
There was Shekinah glory
是有神的荣耀的
This was not a cloud and a fire that could be seen
不是你不看见有云有火
Shekinah means presence
荣耀就是说到同在
When you came to the temple you sensed presence
当你来进到圣殿你经历他的同在
And the high priests were to be in charge of this presence.
这大祭司他的大祭司的责任就是来治理这个的荣耀。
So Jeshua, the high priest, went back.
所以耶稣亚这个大祭司他就回去了。
Now, why not?
为什么呢？为什么不呢？
He was unemployed in Babylon.
你知道在巴比伦他是没有工作的。
There were no sacrifices to offer.
在那里没有献祭。
There was no place to offer prayers for the people.
没有在那里有他献上祷为子民献
上祷告。I'm sure his heart rejoiced when he went back. And it mentions his many brothers who went with him.
我相信他回去的时候他心里是蛮有欢喜的。
They went back to be the guardians of glory.
他们回去要来治理管理神的荣耀。
But wait, there was no glory.
但是没有荣耀啊。
They set up the temple.
他们建造了圣殿。
In its orderly fashion.
就是按着那个等次的。
They began offering sacrifices.
他们开始献上祭物。
They recovered the Feast of Booths, Passover, and even the Day of Atonement.
他们有祝棚节，他们有逾越节，甚至有那个赎罪节。
But when they sprinkled blood on the Day of Atonement, they had to do it before the altar of incense because there was no ark.
但是他们要献罪的时候，他们就把血洒在那个祭坛的前面，因为没有月柜。
So Jeshua and his relatives would stand there for 400 years.
所以约书亚和他的亲戚，他们有四百年。
As guardians of the glory.
他们是在来管理持守那个耶和华的见证
praying,
荣耀的见证的
praying God let your glory come down
一直在祷告叫求神让他的荣耀降临
the temple is nothing without his glory
你知道圣殿没有荣耀就是不是什么的东西
but it is something
好像是一个
on earth it's a testimony
在世上
for your glory
在世上为着神的荣耀是一个见证
oh how important it is to be
你知道这是何等重要吗
？The remnant are nobodies.
移民不算的什么
？Is your name on that list in Ezra chapter 2?
你的名字是不是在这个名单上面呢
？Have you counted yourself one of the nobodies?
你没有看自己是一个不知名的，在这个名单上的人呢
？Every one of the nobodies represents being kings and priests.
你知道每一个在这个名单上不知名的人，他们是代表君王
，That's our calling here on earth.
这是他们在世上的护照。
You've been made kings and priests.
你知道你们是做君王、做祭司。
We don't have a crown.
我们没有冠冕。
We don't have the glory.
我们没有荣耀。
But we testify.
但是我们做见证。
We are kings and priests of the Lord our God and of His Son Jesus Christ.
我们是神和他儿子所定的君王和祭司。
We live as kings and priests.
我们过的生活是君王和祭司的生
活。The house of prayer is a house of prayer for the nations because we're priests.
祷告的殿是为着众列国的，因为我们是祭司。
We rule under the headship of Jesus Christ.
我们是在耶和华座头来做管理的。
Now the Lord's waiting for the day.
主等候有一天。
When His people testify with enough truth.That they are kings and priests.
当他们做见证是真的，是这他们就是君王和祭司。
And what will the Lord say?
主耶稣会说什么呢
？The Lord, who is our High Priest and King of Kings.
主耶稣他就是我们的大祭司，就是万王之王。
It's coming very soon. Have you marked it on your watch?
他说很快来了，你看手表就知道。
The day will come.
有一天
，when our Lord will say,
我们的主会说
，looking down at earth,
他看下来
，bone of my bone.
是我骨中的骨。
We will look like Jesus.
我们要好像他一样。
He'll come to take us.
他要来迎接我。
Oh, that will be glory.
这是荣耀。
That will be reigning.
这就是管理。
We're preparing for the throne and the glory.
我们是在为着宝座和荣耀来预备的。
We're nobodies, but we're kings and priests.
我们是君王，我们是祭司。
Because this one mark marked all the remnant.
因为这就是一个所有移民的记号。
They gave everything.
他们把一切都放下。
To be his testimony.
来做他的见证。
They bore a cross.
他们背起十字架。
And all those Jews back in Babylon would look at those foolish remnant there in Jerusalem.
在巴比伦那些的以色列人，他们就看这些回到耶路撒冷的人，他们是那么的愚昧。
All they could see was a cross.
他们所看见的不过是十字架。
Wasted lives.
一个好像所有的生命都被浪费了。
You know, Babylon became the center of Jewish learning.
你知道巴比伦就成了犹太人的一个中心。
And when they wrote their rabbinical Bible called the Talmud. It was the Babylonian Talmud that even today is the most popular.
在那里写了一本的书是关乎犹太的，到今天还是最重要的一本书。
And Babylon became such a center of Jewish learning that they actually despised Jerusalem. And said, there's no reason to go back. God is doing his purpose here in Babylon now.
巴比伦就成了犹太知识的中心，他们就说没有理由需要回到耶路撒冷。
Well, that remnant, what a bunch of fools.
他这些愚昧的移民。
Until the glory comes.
只等到荣耀来到。
And then those that remained in Babylon will be the fools.
那些留在耶路巴比伦的，他们才知道，他们才是真正愚昧的人。
But wait, we've got two more personalities to touch on.
但是我们还有两个名字我们需要讲的。
First, we've got to mention Nehemiah.
我们要讲尼希米。
Now I had a Baptist preacher. I got saved under a Baptist preacher.
我以前是一个浸信会的牧师，所以我要这样说。
And he always would ask this question. He was the corniest joke teller I've ever heard.
那里浸信会有一个祭司，他讲的笑话是我觉得一点都不可笑。
Whenever he preached from the book of Nehemiah,
每一次他讲到尼希米
he's always said, "Now, who was the shortest man in the Bible?" Nehemiah.
他就说圣经里面尼希米是谁是最矮的一个呢？就是尼希米，那个名字就是好像我膝盖那么高的一个人。
Well, never mind.
不要说这个了。
Who was Nehemiah?
那尼希米是谁呢？
He was a working man.
他是一个普通的做劳工的人。
He had an important job.
他有一个很重要的工作。
Known in the secular world.Known in the secular.
在外邦的国家来说
，A great man of faith.
他是一个有信心的人。
When you drink the king's wine before he does, you've got great faith.
如果你是在王没喝酒以前你先喝的，那你有信心。
I wonder if he didn't sign his contract of employment every day.
是不是每一天他都要签他的工作的合约
？You see, God needed something more.
你到神需要得着更多的。
Now I told you the remnant going back for the house.
我告诉你，移民他们回到回去建造圣殿，他们建造了。
Wait 400 years.
他们等了400年。
For Jesus to show up.
只等到主耶稣来到。
Glory filled the temple.
圣殿荣耀就充满了圣殿。
People were healed.
人就得着医治。
The truth was taught.
真理被传扬。
That poor remnant waited 400 years for that.
他们等了四百年的时间。
But God wanted something more.
但是神要得着更多的。
Not just a house.
不单是一个房子。
Not just worshippers.
不单是敬拜的人。
A body of people. A civilization.
不单是一般的子民，一个的文化。
A city.
一个城，一座城。
With walls.
是有城墙的。
A testimony that's recognizable.
一个见证是人可以看见的。
The people of God built together as a church.
耶和华的子民被建造成为一个教会。
One stone upon another.
一块石头对在另外一块石头的上面。
This indeed is a miraculous work.
这实在是一个神迹，是一个神的工作。
And it needs a special people to do.
需要有特别的人来建造。
And Nehemiah was such a person.
就是这样的人。
Now you know what he represents?
你知道尼希米代表什么吗？
Let me put them together.
我这样说。
Nehemiah and Ezra represent pastors and teachers.
尼希米和以斯拉就代表了牧师和教士。
Nehemiah the shepherd, Ezra the teacher.
尼希米是教牧师，以斯拉是
teacher
教士。
Okay, so Nehemiah,
尼希米
how did God call him to be a shepherd?
神怎么样呼召他做牧人呢？
How does God call you to be a shepherd?
神怎么样呼召你做一个牧人呢？
You know, spiritually speaking, every brother, every sister is a shepherd of those around you.
你知道，按照属灵来说，每一个弟兄姊妹们，你都需要牧养在你周围的人。
For to whatever degree you know the Lord, you need to shepherd those who don't know that much.
你认识耶和华有多少，你就要用那一些你所认识的来牧养你周围的人。
And you can't have the city of God without shepherds.
你不能够有耶和华的城，没有牧人。
But how can God call shepherds?
那神怎么样呼召牧人呢？
How did he call Nehemiah?
他怎么呼召尼希米呢？
He said, Nehemiah, I want you to be a shepherd. Go back to Jerusalem.
他是不是说尼希米，我要你做牧人，你要回到耶路撒冷？
No, you know what?
你知道吗？
God broke Nehemiah's heart.
神叫尼希米的心破碎。
Nehemiah had a burden for the people.
尼希米为着神的子民有负担。
His brother came back from a visit to Jerusalem.
他的兄弟从耶路撒冷回来了。
He said things are terrible.
说到那个地方非常的惨。
The people are being harassed. They're in poverty.
人民活得很贫穷，他们受逼迫。
Nehemiah broke down and cried.
尼希米他就哀哭了。
Where do you find somebody who cares for God's people?
你在那里找到一些人，他们是关心神的子民的呢？
I'll give you even a further detail of Nehemiah, which you'll have to dig to find.
我给你再一些的细节，但是你要好好的来查考。
It wasn't just that the poverty of the testimony broke his heart.
不是见证的贫穷叫他的心破碎。
He saw that the Lord's heart was broken about Jerusalem.
他看见耶和华为着耶路撒冷的心破碎。
Now, I'm not going to try to convince you of anything here this morning.
我今天早上不是要强逼你看一些的东西。
But I wonder if you've had a recent look at the desperate situation of Jerusalem.
但是你最近有没有详细的来看耶路撒冷的荒凉呢？
Do you see her condition?
你看见她的情形吗？
Her weakness?
她的软弱吗？
Her lack of walls?
她没有城墙吗？
The enemy running in and stealing them?
仇敌进来把一切都偷窃吗？
Is it enough to make you cry?
你为着这个哀哭吗？
Now Hanani, his brother, gave him the report, but he didn't cry. He went on his business.
有其他的人，他们得着的消息，他们没有哀哭，他们继续他们每天的生活。
But Nehemiah couldn't help it.
但是尼希米他不没有。
He wept and cried.
他就哀哭了。
What could he do?
他能够做什么呢？
Of course, you know, the Lord raised him up.
神就兴起了他。
He was a shepherd.
他是一个牧人。
What does a shepherd do?
一个牧羊人他做什么呢？
Of course, he feeds the sheep.
当然他要喂养那个。
I always notice the Chinese wake up when we talk about feeding and food.
你知道中国人一醒过来就讲到要吃东西。
You like a good shepherd, it brings us we have a nice meal.
你要一个好的牧羊人给你带来好的食物。
You even have big round tables where you can feed all the sheep.
中国人是做大的圆桌，可以有更多的羊坐
在那。But just as important as feeding the sheep.
但是喂养羊比喂养羊的有更重要的。
The shepherds have to order the sheep. Order them.
牧羊人需要给他们有一个秩序。
Sheep don't stay in order.
羊是没有秩序的。
Unless there's a shepherd.
除非有牧羊人。
How are we going to get from the wilderness to Zion?
我们怎么能够从旷野来到锡安呢？
Takes order.
需要有秩序。
Somebody's got to be there ordering.
有人在维持那个秩序。
You know, when Moses and everything, when they got the tabernacle all built and they had the Ten Commandments all said and ready to go, they still needed the order of the Lord to get to the promised land.
你知道，当那个会幕被建造以后，他们还需要从耶和华得着一些的命令，他们才能够达到应许之地。
Now, if we just say, okay, all of you, now we need to build the city walls.
如果说我们每个人，我们都需要来做建造圣殿城墙的工作。
So everybody, find your stone and just get going.
你们每一个人自己去找一些石头，你们就做了。
Now, I don't know what you're going to build.
我不知道你在建造什么。
But it's not going to be the city wall of testimony.
肯定不会是为着见证的城墙。
Nehemiah was a man of prayer.
尼希米是一个祷告的人。
A practical man of prayer.
他是一个很实际祷告的人。
He never did anything without praying.
他从来没有经过祷告而做什么事。
And he never prayed without doing something.
他做一些事，他祷告了以后，他就一定做一些的事。
And there's two things as he looked over the situation, he saw we need to take care of.
他看见这两件事，他就说我们需要做一些的事。
Now if you're building the wall, what would you do?
那你如果要建造城墙，你要做什么呢？
You know what to do
first? 你知道头一件事要做什么吗？
Nehemiah knew.
尼希米知道。
The gates.
城门。
First, the gates must be repaired.
城门必须要修理。
Now that doesn't make sense if you're a contractor. First you build the walls, then you put in the doors, right?
如果你做建筑的话，你说先应该先造墙，最后再做门嘛。
He said, "No, no, we start at the gates."
他说不是，先造城墙，城门。
Gates speak of authority.
因为城门讲到权柄。
If the city of God is ever going to be testified to, there must be authority.
如果耶和华的城是一个见证的话，必须先有神的权柄。
These gates prevent the enemy from coming in.
这个城门
allow the saints to go out.
这个城门是阻挡仇敌进来的，也防备圣徒出去。
Without doorkeepers, you won't have a city for long.
没有管理城门的人，你不会有一座城。
So first, he appointed people for the 12 gates.
所以他就先立了管理城门的人。
Now, when you look it up in Nehemiah, he only mentions 11. So.You have to discover what the third.
尼希米他好像只讲到十一个的城门，没有讲到十二个。你要好好的找出来。
But then, what's the next thing he did?
那他下一件事所做的是什么呢
Now, ？Between the gates, the walls needed to be built.
在城门的中间，当然有城墙了。
But he doesn't say, "Okay, this family, you just start over this way."
他不是说这一个家就做这一个的这一部分的城墙。
Listen to this wisdom.
你看看他的智慧。
You, your family.
你和你的家
start where you live and start building toward your neighbor.
从你住的地方开始建造，只等到你的邻壁、你邻舍，只结上你的邻舍所做的那一部分。
Now, when it comes to the wall, what's the part you're most interested in?
你知道做城墙，你最有兴趣的、最关心的是哪里呢
？Probably right around your house.
就是在你房子的那个地方。
They were all living in the wall.
他们坐在城墙的后面。
Say here, this is Dana's little cave in the wall.
这是 Dana 所住的地方，所以这个是他城墙的一部分。
All right, Dana, get your boys out now. Start building. Get this wall going away from your place toward your neighbor.
Dana, 你现在就开始叫你的家人一起来建造，叫你的城墙和你邻舍的城墙能够连在一起。
Now, if you tell me, you know, I want you to go over to Soto's house and start building his wall, I say, you know, wait till summer vacation's over.
假如主叫我到城墙家里帮他建造城墙，我就说过了暑假再说吧。
It's my wall. I say, no time off. We got to do it now.
如果是我那部分的城墙，我就会说马上开工。
When it's my wall, suddenly KTZ says it has to be now.
因为假如是我那部分的墙呢，天国的手表就说
是现在。They started building out that way.They started building that way.
是从这里建造过去。
And they were so happy when they met the neighbor.
然后他在遇见邻舍所建的那部墙时候。
And they fixed that wall between the two neighbors is perfect.
那个墙就接起来了。
And in 62 days, they built the whole wall around the city of Jerusalem.
在62天之内，耶和华整座的城墙就被建造起来了。
Old Nehemiah knew what he was doing.
尼希米知道他所做的事情。
You need people who can shepherd and order and lead.
我们需要有牧羊人，他们才能够有秩序。
Now I love it in a prayer meeting when we all pray and say, "Oh Lord, we give you this prayer. What do you want us to do?"
许多时候我们在祷告聚会的时候就说：“主啊，你要我们做什么
？”You notice our prayer rises like hot air, but often nothing comes down.
我好像是很热的空气上去，但是没有东西下来。
Every once in a while, we gain a shepherd. She may be a sister, may be a brother, who says, "I heard the Lord say something back." And we say, "What? What?"
有的时候我们就听见有一个弟兄或者姊妹说，我听见主向我说话，我们就说他说什么。
We're surprised when we hear the Lord's wisdom, you know.
我们有的时候听见主智慧的话，我们好像很稀奇。
But this was Nehemiah. He could hear the Lord.
但是尼希米呢，他实在是听见神的话。
Do this, don't do that.
这样做，不要那样做。
Which brings me to the last example.
那我们现在要来看最后的一个人。
You know Ezra.
你知道以斯拉。
He loved the word.
他爱神的话。
He studied the word.
他实在好好的研读神的话。他是遵行神的话。
He taught other people the word.
他教导别的人。
And at the right time, he came to Jerusalem.
他在对的时间来到耶路撒冷。
Now Nehemiah is the can-do man.
尼希米他是能够做事的人。
He can do anything.
他能够做所有的事。
He get the wall built.
他把城墙建造起来。
He also knew there's some things he can't do.
但是有一些事他不能做。
And that's where Ezra the teacher comes in.
那就是以斯拉这个教师进来的。
You might have a city.
你有一座的城。
But only the word of God can beautify the city.
但是只有耶和华的话能够美化这一个的墙，
so、
这个 这座城。
You know the story in Nehemiah chapter 8.
你知道在尼希米书第八章
，The can-do man, who's that?
那尼希米这个能够做一切事情的人
，Nehemiah，
就是尼希米。
He called all the people from every city to come to Jerusalem because he knew they needed something.
他们就叫所有的人来到耶路撒冷，因为他们需要一些的事。
And then he made a quick phone call.
然后再打了一个很快打了一个电话。
Not to the can-do man.
不是打给那个尼希米
，but to the do-it-right man.
那是打给那个能够做得对的人。
Have you ever noticed in fellowship there are some people who are can-do people always say, "Okay, let's do this," and then some people say, "No, no, no, wait, let's do it right."
你是不是在教会也是看见这样的人呢？有些人他们是什么都能做的，但是呢，不是的，要找能做得对的人。
So Nehemiah says, "Ezra, come here, come here."
所以尼希米就说：“以斯拉来。
”We got a city.
我们有一座城。
We got people.
我们有子民。
We need the word of God.
我们需要神的话。
These people don't know what they're called to.
这些人他们不知道他们会呼召来做干什么。
They don't know why they're here in Jerusalem.
他们不知道为什么他们在耶路撒冷。
They don't understand.
他们不能够明白。
Open the word.
你把神的话向他们打开。
Ezra opened the word.
以斯拉就把神的话
打开。He began to preach.
他就教导他们。
The people stood up.
人民就站起来。
He spoke the word.
他向
他
讲神的话。子民就哀哭了。
They were hearing the beauty of the Lord.
他们听见耶和华
They were being sanctified by the word of God.
他们就看见耶和华的善美，他们就被神的话所圣洁了。
You can't have stones in the city. You have to have beautiful stones.
你不能单有石头，你需要有美的石头。
Zion is God's holy city.
锡安是神圣的城。
Oh, how we need teachers that can show us the beauty of the Lord.
我们需要有教师，叫我们能够看见神的荣美。
My own personal testimony.About Brother Christian Chen.
我个人的见证为着陈锡正弟兄。
He beautified the temple.
他是美化圣殿的人。
He brought things out of the Word of God, gems that no one's ever seen before.
他把神的话语里面所隐藏的宝石，有些人没有看见过的。
It was a great privilege to hear our brother teach.
何等的权利能够听见我们弟兄向我们说话。
We need such people.
我们需要有这样的人。
Who can teach the holiness of His Word.
能够教为我们解说圣经神圣洁的话
but not just teaching
not just 不只单单教导
if Ezra just read the law nobody would have understood
如果以斯拉他只是读律法给子民听的话没有人明白
the word had to be translated into the common language
话语需要翻译变成一些人民能够明白的话
you see in captivity the Jews had lost Hebrew
你知道在被掳的时候他们 不会说希伯来文
They were now babbling Babylon's language babble, babble,
他们现在说巴比伦文
And so they had to interpret the law from Hebrew into Aramaic
所以现在他们 就需要 把律法从希伯来文翻译成为巴比伦
And it's like the people heard the word of God for the first time
这些人他们就好像是第一次听到神的话
Now this is God's principle
这是神的原则。
This is what a teacher does.
这就是一个教师所做的。
They translate the word.
他们把神的话翻译。
It's a principle you see throughout the Bible.
你看在圣经里面你看见一直都是这个原则。
Every word needs a second teacher.
每一个字句需要有第二个的教师。
God speaks to us once.
神向我们说了第一次。
And then speaks to us with clarification.
然后再向我们清楚地说。
And now we understand.
现在我们明白了。
There must be a translation.
需要有翻译。
A teacher translates the word so we can understand.
一个教师他把神的话翻译了，叫我们能够明白。
This is a tremendous gift.
这是一个很大的恩赐。
The saints gained the law in the book of Exodus.
圣灵圣徒以色列民他们在出埃及记他们得着了神的律法。
But God spoke the law the second time in Deuteronomy.
但是神在《申命记》第二次讲他的律法。
And the people saw that the law came out of God's love.
他们就以色列民就看见律法其实是从神的爱出来的。
Now in order for us to come to the throne in glory.
如果我们要来到荣耀的宝座面前。
The Lord has to build His house.
主耶稣需要先建造他的殿。
With kings and priests.
需要有君王和祭司。
Willing to dwell together.
他们愿意一同住在一起。
Willing to build the house.
一同建造圣殿。
And say, Lord, the house is ready.
然后这样主说，主啊，圣殿建好了。
Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，愿你快来。
Our God wants to come.
我们的主他愿意来。
Wants to bring glory to His house.
他要把荣耀带进他的殿。
But the house has to correspond with His desire.
但是殿必须和他所渴慕的是一样的。
Now the Lord wants a city.
主要一座城。
Not just an ugly city.
不是一个很不好看的城。
A holy city.
乃是一座圣城。
We need shepherds. We need teachers.
我们需要有牧师有牧人
we need
有教士。
We need people willing to build.
我们需要有愿意建造的人
because they know God is in this.
因为他们知道神在这里
and yet with all of that,
然后有了这许多
all that's going on right now,
现在所进发生的
nothing has an end.
没有一件是一个 结束
everything is imperfect.
每一件事都是不完全的
everything's preparatory.
每一件事都是准备的工作
until the Lord comes.
只等到主耶稣来
but he's waiting for that which corresponds to himself.
但现在等候在地上与天上是平衡的。
Do you have such a vision?
你有没有这样的意象呢
？That the Lord will come upon a testimony.
在就是主要为着见证，他要来临。
Has your watch alarm gone off?
你那个手表的闹钟有没有响呢
？You realize how near the Lord is.
你没有发现主是那么近呢
？Coming down, taking His throne.
就是他要来，要得着他的宝座呢
？I hope you're aware.
我希望你能够有这样的醒觉。
Babylon absolutely deadens our spiritual life.
巴比伦实在叫我们的属灵的生活被毁坏了。
May the Spirit of God wake us up.
但愿神的灵把我们呼醒，唤醒。
To know what time it is.
叫我们知道现在是什么时间。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Lord, we come before you as nobodies.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们不算的什么。
We have no kings or priests with holy garb.
我们没有君王，我们没有祭司，我们没有圣服礼服。
And we know you're not looking for a physical house on this mountain or that.
我们知道你不是在要得着一座物质的房屋。
But you're looking for the church, the house of God.
你乃是要得着教会，就是神的殿，神的家。
And you're looking for Mount Zion to place your throne.
你需要得着一个锡安山叫你的宝座在那里可以被建立。
May you grant to every one of us a willing heart.
但愿我们每一个人都能够得着有这样的愿意的心。
To be part of that insignificant remnant.
叫我们好像做一个不知名的移民。
Who's doing the most important work this age has ever known.
乃是为着这个世代做最重要的工作的。
When all the important moments in history are added up,
当历史所有重要的时刻被加起来的时候
the climax of history,
那个历史的高峰
in the Messiah's coming,
就是在主弥赛亚的来临
will be accomplished by those who overcome as a remnant.
乃是那些移民里面做得胜者所带进来的
May you receive all the glory.And the throne.
但愿你在宝座上得着一切的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的。